This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken landed in Tel Aviv, Israel on Sunday to try to seal a ceasefire deal after months of negotiations. He will meet with Israel's prime minister on Monday. The U.S. and fellow mediators Egypt and Qatar say they are closing in on a deal, with American and Israeli officials expressing cautious optimism. But the Hamas terrorist group has signaled resistance to what it calls new demands by Israel. Thousands of Democratic Party delegates this week will gather in the U.S. Midwestern city of Chicago to celebrate Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as their presidential ticket for 2024. VOA's senior Washington correspondent Carolyn Prezutti reports.
This week in Chicago, Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz begin their party's convention with some momentum. Last month, President Joe Biden was trailing Republican candidate Donald Trump in political polls. Since Biden dropped out, candidate Harris has risen in those polls. Last week's morning consult survey showing her 3 points ahead of Trump, although it remains a tight race. Chicago officials expect as many as 50,000 out-of-town visitors for the convention, with the city's United Center hosting the Democratic Party events. Carolyn Prezutti, VOA News.
Thousands of activists are expected to converge in Chicago this week for the Democratic National Convention, hoping to call attention to abortion rights, economic justice, and the war in Gaza. Activists say they've learned lessons from last month's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee and are predicting bigger crowds and more robust demonstrations in Chicago, a city with deep social activism roots. This is VOA News.